Today is Tuesday, April 16th, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and The Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. It is no secret how much I love my three dogs and how I would do anything for them, including take them to the vet literally anytime they might have the slightest complaint, which is why pet insurance has been the best investment I've made as a pet owner. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Donald's first criminal trial began yesterday, and he was there in person, reportedly with his eyes closed, though there were no cameras permitted inside the courtroom. Yesterday was the start of jury selection, which could take up to 2 weeks or more. No jurors were picked yesterday. There was also a lot of administration, you could say, going on, including scheduling and other procedural matters. Trump is required to be present for basically the entire trial, which will be 4 days a week for about the next 8 weeks or so. The judge, Juan Marchand, ruled against his request to take off certain days, citing how much he has already delayed the start. And while this has long been referred to colloquially as a hush money trial, prosecutors appear to be putting more emphasis on it as an election interference matter, alleging that the reason he paid the, quote, hush money, which is not technically illegal to do, was for the sake of influencing the 2016 election. To that end, the judge ruled that prosecutors will be allowed to enter National Enquirer articles from 2016 into evidence that were attacking Trump's opponents, in order to demonstrate his use of the National Enquirer to catch and kill stories, such as the Stormy Daniels one, as Michael Cohen has already gone to jail for covering up financially. Separately, Judge Juan Marchand says that Donald has broken his gag order by truth socialing about him, therefore in breach of its terms. He determined that there is going to be a hearing on April 23rd about whether Donald should be held in contempt of court for violating the gag order. Should be a very healthy few weeks for defendant Donald. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson has caved to some level of pressure with regards to putting up foreign aid bills for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. He is reportedly looking to bring separate funding bills to the floor this week for all three countries, as well as a national security bill that includes a TikTok ban, a provision that allows the U.S. to use seized Russian assets to help Ukraine, and a lend-lease program for military aid and humanitarian relief. Big moves by Mike, finally. All it took was 350 missiles from Iran. Next, we're moving into Supreme Court Corner, a segment name I've made up just now. They granted an emergency request yesterday to allow Idaho to enforce a law that bans gender-affirming healthcare for transgender teenagers. Six justices, you guess which, ruled that the law, which was enacted last year, can go into effect for the state, but not for the plaintiff specifically who brought the court challenge. The plaintiffs are two transgender teens ages 16 and 17 who had been prescribed puberty blockers. More than 20 states have already enacted similar bans, for which the Supremes are expected to consider appeals in the coming months. The court also issued a ruling yesterday that will allow a lawsuit to go forward against a Black Lives Matter activist who led a 2016 protest in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, during which a police officer was injured by someone who threw a rock. It's important to note that the rock was not thrown by the protest leader, but that is who was sued for the incident anyway. The lawsuit was originally thrown out in 2017, but the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the officer should be able to argue that the protest organizer, DeRay McKesson, did not exercise reasonable care in leading the protest, thus leading to a confrontation. Free speech advocates are warning that this ruling could create a chilling effect on protests if organizing creates a liability for any accidents, because as we know, no one ever tries to incite those in such situations. The FBI announced yesterday that they have opened a criminal investigation into the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore last month. Authorities are reviewing the events leading up to the shipping container losing power, which ultimately crashed into the bridge and led to the death of six people. Specifically, whether the company responsible for the ship allowed it to travel in a, quote, unseaworthy condition. I love that it sounds like a Victorian woman who was just prescribed a lobotomy. And finally for today, the Justice Department says that they are preparing to bring an antitrust lawsuit against Live Nation, the parent company of Ticketmaster, alleging that it has leveraged its dominance to undermine competition, though the specifics were not disclosed. Pretty sure the specifics are that Section ZZZ tickets to see Beyoncé from row 500 are still $1,000 before fees. Thank you for listening to the morning announcements, and thanks again to our partner, ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.